On the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer, who's all buff after blowing snow for 2 days.
Blowing snow, helping out electricians.
That's right. You had some sparks flying out of your...
Had some sparks.
Your power service there. But, yeah, got all that fixed up and snow
it's all
removed,
fixed
so
up and snow.
Ready for the next one.
Yeah, I got this big boulder of a snow thing on in front of my driveway I got to clean up. And
yeah, we've got about 9 inches and maybe another inch overnight or something. So 9-10 inches of snow around here in Dawson. And
you know, and those first 6 inches were heavy, wet, nasty stuff.
Slushy. And that's that's not counting the inch before that or inch or two of slush and crap. So
we got rain too, didn't we?
We did.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to measure just what we had all there, but too much anyway.
Yeah, we hosted my family on Saturday for Christmas, and you know, instead of a big meal, we just had pizza and open gifts, but it was fun and it was
good. Well, and time to move into the new year just about here. Hard to believe.
Yep, absolutely.
2020. That sounded like some kind of futuristic thing at one point in time.
You know, I've seen stories on the internet or, you know, somewhere, but, you know, they just want Barbara Walters to host the new year. So she goes, this is Barbara Walters and this is 2020.
Yeah, all right. 2020. Yeah, I've got my 50-year class reunion coming up in 2020. So
holy cow, you're old.
Doesn't I know it. It doesn't seem like 1970 was 50 years ago, but, wow. Anyway. Yeah. Well, let's get off that subject and move on to another.
Moving right along.
Before I get depressed or something, let's salute a veteran.
Of course. Today we're saluting Seaman First Class James Edward Oy. James was born on November 8th, 1926, right here in Madison, passed away on May 3rd, 2012. He entered active duty on November 10th, 1944 in Minneapolis in the United States Navy, was honorably discharged about a year and a half later on June 29th, 1946, again in Minneapolis. He served aboard the USS Arlington AP-194, which was a troop transport ship, as well as the USS Steamer Bay, which was a escort carrier during World War II in the Pacific, ostensibly. So we thank you, James, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
Very good. Hats off to the vets, and Happy New Year to all the veterans.
Absolutely. Every day is Veterans Day in my office.
That's right. Well, let's get the topic today. It's what can a county veteran service officer, a CVSO, do for you?
Yeah, it's a... Well, it's a...
That'd be you.
Yeah, this is a reprint of the... It was an article originally in the Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs monthly newsletter called the Minnesota Veteran. It discusses a little history of county veteran service officers and the role they play in securing benefits and services for veterans throughout Minnesota as well as the nation. There are many benefits available to veterans, yet many are unaware of the different benefits they may be eligible for. And this is where a county veteran service officer or a CVSO can help. The president of the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers, Greg Peterson, who's also the Brown County Service Officer, says there are many authorities in a variety of Minnesota veterans benefits throughout Minnesota and beyond, but the truly single expert for all benefits lies with the County Veteran Service Officer. These men and women are both customers and advocates in one person. The CVSO's empathy for ensuring that each veteran, dependent, and survivor receives all the benefits for which they are entitled is unmatched in any other profession. The CVSO position was created towards the end of World War II in 1945, when Minnesota realized that there would be a sudden influx of American servicemen and women returning from the war who would need assistance with the benefits they had earned. Each county in Minnesota was appointed at least one veteran to serve in this new CVSO position. To this day, every CVSO in the state of Minnesota is a veteran. It's a Minnesota statute that we have to be veterans ourselves in order to hold these positions.
That would make sense.
Yes. Well, he said we're both customers and advocates. So,
right.
You know, kind of like that old Hair Club for Men commercial. Not only am I the president, I'm also a client.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. And it's a lot easier to identify with the problems and concerns of veterans if you are a veteran, I would imagine.
Yeah, because, you know, half the time we've probably ran into this experience ourselves as veterans, or, you know, we can at least speak the same jargon.
Right.
You know, it's a different vocabulary serving in the military. Not as clean as other professions.
Well, we won't get into all of that.
That's
but,
right. There's a reason they say curse like a sailor. The National Association of County Veteran Service Officers, NACVSO, began in 1991, was founded right here in Minnesota. And CVSOs across the country continue to help connect veterans with benefits they're eligible for, along with helping veterans, dependents, and survivors access benefits such as health care, GI Bill, post-9/11 GI Bill, benefits like disability compensation, pension, home loan guarantee. CVSOs are also able to connect veterans with nonprofit organizations. We've pointed a lot of people towards Lutheran Social Services, for example, Minnesota Assistance Council for Veterans, or MACV, as it's also known, just to name a couple. To learn more about CVSOs and to contact your local CVSO, you can visit the Minnesota Association of County Veteran Service Officers website, which is macvso.org. You can go to the National Association of County Veteran Service Officers website, which is nacvso.org. You can also go locally online to lqpco.com and find my contact information. And there might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
Got that number there, I believe.
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We always put the contact information on this radio program as well as on the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard every week. And we're in the lower level of the courthouse, and you can reach us by phone at 598-3445.
Can you still get in down there without digging? Or
yep.
Okay, Kenny's done a good job. Lyndon.
Kenny and Lyndon do an outstanding job clearing
the snow. Got the snow removed so you can get in.
Yep, I feel sorry for him when they
that's
have to
a
wake
lot of
up
snow.
Be at the courthouse at 4 in the morning, but they do an outstanding job, and the driveway's clear, the sidewalks are clear, and steps are clear.
All right. Sounds good. Hats off to those guys.
Absolutely.
Hey, we wanted to put in a plug here for the Madison American Legion Auxiliary. They're collecting canceled stamps and greeting cards, and you can drop those off right here at Q92. We collect them over here, and then they pick them up over here once in a while. So.
Yep. You can also drop them off at my office, and I'll make sure they get to the right place.
All right. Sounds good. And then they can say hello and have a cup of coffee and
absolutely
chat a little bit.
Yep.
All right. Well, very good. Thank you, Josh. Well, let's get back to snow blowing and work and all that kind of good fun stuff.
So, yep. We will be closed on Wednesday because of New Year's Day.
Right.
That's a holiday. But otherwise, it should be open most of the week. So.
All right. So we'll see you again on Monday of next week. See you next year.
See you next year.
All
sounds
right.
Good.
Josh Benning, a Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer with Vets Info on the air here on Q92. Vets Info on the air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.